We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, this is the Barry Alvarez Radio Show. Now, here's Matt LePay and Barry Alvarez.
Welcome into the final edition this academic year of the Barry Alvarez Radio Show, our monthly conversation with the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. Joining Barry tonight will be Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Of course, we normally do this show from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on the west side of town, but much like last month, we are working remotely here for this final radio show of this season for all the obvious reasons. As we continue to deal with this global pandemic, we will take a glimpse into the life of Barry and Chris as they continue to run this high-level University Department of Athletics and the various scenarios that they are trying their best to plan for. A lot of talk, obviously, on that and what may lie ahead. Just get their thoughts on what they are doing to best prepare for whatever scenario actually unfolds. It isn't going to be all that talk, though. Of course, the NFL draft a few weeks ago, 4 Badgers were taken, another signing a free agent contract, talking about Chris Orr there, but you have Jonathan Taylor, Zach Bond, Quintez Cephas, and Tyler Biadasz all getting their names called in the NFL draft. So some thoughts on that and maybe some fun stuff if time permits. But the important matters at hand, how they're dealing with COVID-19. We will check in with Barry and Chris as we get things rolling in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive perks and content from American Family Insurance. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/badgers today. Our house, our team, our family.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary.
Hy-Vee makes grocery shopping easy with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Just order online, schedule a pickup or delivery time, then leave the shopping to us. Download the new Hy-Vee Aisles Online app or go to HyveeAislesOnline.com. It's easy to create and save grocery lists, shop the sales, and get fuel savers. Plus, with Hy-Vee Aisles Online, pickup is free on orders over $30, and delivery is free with a membership. Save time. Shop online with Hy-Vee Aisles Online.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When their cry is a different kind of cry. When you know they're sick, but you're just afraid to know how sick they really are. When it's your child, your baby, that's when you turn to UW Health. It's here where you'll find doctors unlike any other doctors, the ones who treat the untreatable and conquer the seemingly unconquerable with medical expertise and human compassion second to none. UW Health, remarkable medicine, remarkable care.
Chances are, right now, you're thinking of what's best for you and your family. How to stay safe and healthy. You're thinking of your job, your neighbors, your downtown community, everything but your car. We understand. Just know that Mercedes-Benz is thinking about it. We're thinking of everything car-related for you, so that when the time comes, or should the need arise, we'll be here waiting to hear from you and absolutely ready to help.
This is the Barry Alvarez Show. Normally, we're at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. We look forward to gathering there again at some point down the road. This is our final show of this season, but we'll get it cranked up again in the fall. And joining, as I mentioned at the top, joining Athletic Director Barry Alvarez here for this final show of this academic year is Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. And gentlemen, thanks so much. I know your plates are pretty full here these days. We'll do, I guess, Barry, what we did last month is just check in on yourself, your family, and Chris, same with you and yours. Everybody, knock on wood, staying COVID-19 free here. You guys, everybody okay?
We're all good. Had some other health issues, but avoiding COVID.
Yeah, and you're on the men from the other, right, Barry? So you're in the right direction.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
We're Mac, everybody
here
good?
The base of Big Ben.
I love natural sound. That's good. Mac, everybody yeah. good in your household?
We are. Appreciate you asking, Matt. You know, everybody's doing just fine, trying to stay busy and make it through like everybody else is.
Yeah, the staying busy part, those of us on the outside can only try to imagine what your worlds are like right now in a major college athletic program. I know, I think the most common answer, you know, we were talking yesterday, Mac, I think the most common answer is, I don't know, because we really don't know what tomorrow will bring or the next few months, but just based on how things are right now, and I would tell our listeners this is being pre-recorded. It's late Wednesday morning on March 20th. But where do you stand, and what has been going on, and trying to project various models potentially? Just give us an update on what has been going on and in your world right now, trying to plan for something where we're just not sure how it's going to unfold.
Well, Matt, I would say in our case, that's twofold. You know, we've done some things, or we're doing things on campus to be proactive. Yet every morning, I have a conference call, start the day with the Big Ten Conference and all the athletic directors. And we talk about different issues, COVID obviously, being the number one issue, and what's going on in different states, where we are, what, you know, basically what the rules of engagement are, when can we, what's allowable, what is not allowable, what can we do, when can we come back to campus? Is anyone coming back to campus? We all got a surprise about a week ago You know, Nebraska is open, and they had some small groups coming in to lift, et cetera, which kind of ran a ripple through our league because no one else, first of all, knew it, and no one else was open. Everybody else was closed like we are. So those are things that we deal with every day. We get a medical report every day about where we are, what's going on. But it's ongoing. That, and then, you know, and all the other things. You throw NIL, name, image, likeness in here, just to mix things up a little bit, you know, and that's an issue in itself. And then the Austin case comes out the other day. So it was like an avalanche of all the issues that we have to deal with in our business.
Yeah, well, we certainly, as we move forward here with this show, get into the name, image, and likeness that as that story continues to advance. I know, Barry, last month we talked about how there were three basic models from a budgetary standpoint that you folks were going over. You know, having a fall season as you normally would, not having a fall season, and then not having a season period. Is it fair to suggest that maybe there are a lot of additional possibilities there? If it, limited fans, a delayed start to a season, are there maybe additions to the models within the models, so to speak, that you have to try to plan for?
Yeah, very well said. That's exactly what we've done, because there have been other possibilities. I'll turn it over and let Mac visit with you about that.
Okay. Mac, good question. You know, the general framework that you laid out still exists. But, you know, as we've gotten further into this, it's clear that there are, you know, multiple iterations of each of those three possibilities. And we've done our best to try to model out and anticipate what each of those would look like for us. Each of those presents a different set of challenges. But we'll have a plan for each of those. But, you know, one thing that we've tried to do is to remind ourselves to, you know, just focus on those things that we can control, knowing that whatever the outcome is and whichever one of those models we end up being faced with, that's largely out of our control. But we'll have a plan for each of those scenarios and each of those challenges.
Yeah, I think we were talking yesterday. That goes back to maybe an old thing, the lesson that you learn as an athlete, right, Chris? Control the controllables.
Focus on what you can control and eliminate the distractions. You know, every day you read about a prediction of what's going to happen, and it seems like there's no shortage of opinions on those, but I think I don't put a lot of faith personally in being able to predict what's going to happen, you know, 3 months from now. One thing that we've learned and that's been humbling throughout this entire COVID-19 process is it's impossible to predict what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just been amazing to see how quickly change has been thrust upon us. And I think, you know, we're kidding ourselves if we can try to predict with any degree of accuracy what, you know, Labor Day weekend might look like.
All right, we'll take a break here. Obviously, a lot more to get into regarding this topic. As Barry suggested, it's, you know, hard to imagine right now, I guess, from the outside looking in. It's not the only topic on the table of athletic departments across the country. I think most notably from the fans' perspective is the ongoing story of name, image, and likeness for student athletes. We can touch on that a little bit later as well. But we will continue on the current subject matter of how these departments are dealing with COVID-19. We will step away for a couple of minutes, and the Barry Alvarez Show will continue on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you just don't feel well, like there's an elephant sitting on your chest and you just want it to go away, that's when you turn to the cardiology experts at UW Health. Because when it comes to treating the most serious heart conditions and performing the most complex surgeries, we're the nationally renowned experts who always take matters of the heart to heart. UW Health. Remarkable medicine. Remarkable care.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans, helping our neighbors succeed. Visit an Old National near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insight at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, proud sponsor of University of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hy-Vee makes grocery shopping easy with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Just order online, schedule a pickup or delivery time, then leave the shopping to us. Download the new Hy-Vee Aisles Online app or go to HyVeeAislesOnline.com. It's easy to create and save grocery lists, shop the sales, and get fuel savers. Plus, with Hy-Vee Aisles Online, pickup is free on orders over $30, and delivery is free with a membership. Save time. Shop online with Hy-Vee Aisles Online.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
We continue with the Barry Alvarez Show as the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin, Coach Alvarez, joined by Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. I'm hoping to get your perspective. A lot has been out there day to day from various, if it's athletic directors or, you know, even coaches in some cases, or presidents and chancellors. And I'm wondering if you can clarify as best you can. There have been, it seems, guys, various opinions on what defines having students on campus in relation to having fall sports. Some have said you need them maybe all back. And if they're not, if it's online, how can you have fall sports? If it's limited capacity classrooms, that's enough. Where does Wisconsin, maybe probably be best if I had Chancellor Blank here as well, but as you understand it, what defines that as far as the University of Wisconsin is concerned?
Yeah, Matt, you know, it was as recent as Monday afternoon that Chancellor Blank shared her thoughts publicly on that, with where she anticipated campus would land in the fall. While predicting that the experience for our students would be different this fall, which makes a lot of sense, she predicted thousands of students on campus, and that's what they're anticipating is going to happen. You know, we would expect that our student athletes would be part of that group of thousands of student athletes on campus. And while the educational offerings, as she described them, would be a hybrid of online and in-person, you know, everybody, campus included, is working towards having students back on campus this fall. So we haven't spent a lot of time anticipating, you know, whether or not student athletes would come back, or debating that question, because we, along with campus, are anticipating that many, many students will be back on campus, and our student athletes will be part of that.
Very good. Another thing I've heard a lot of, and I really would be interested in the perspective from both of you guys, is that a mid-July is, I guess, for some people, that's about as late as you could go to have a six-week preparation if the season starts on time, where there's conditioning for a couple of weeks, and then you get into the normal fall camp routine. Does that sound right? Is it flexible, or how do you two view that?
Well, I think that's ideal. You know, coaches, when coaches were asked, I think when our medical people in the Big Ten were asked to devise a plan to come back, what we've been using in the past that's been set up by the NC2A, when you go, you know, if everything was perfect and time was not of the essence, 6 weeks is perfect. Paul and I have talked, you know, I've played and I've coached where, you know, it's been 3 weeks. You know, I think you could prepare a team in 4 weeks. You know, in talking with Paul, if it's 4 weeks, we can get ready in four. If it's three, we can get ready in three. If it's five, you know, we spread things out and get ready in five. If it's six, you have the luxury of working that out. That's what good coaches do. You know, so many of your players now, you know, this is a little unusual, but normally they're there, they're working out. They don't lose much conditioning. And so it's not that shock to your body to come back in and start getting ready for football because they've been lifting and conditioning. So I think 6 weeks is ideal. I personally don't think that 6 weeks is necessary. Mac, as a former player, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, I would never underestimate the resiliency of our athletes. And I think our athletes are adept to adapt to any circumstances put before them. You know, our coaching staff for football and for all our sports has done a great job of staying in touch with our athletes. And while we are prevented from, you know, having mandatory workouts in a virtual sense or in a physical sense, we are able to stay in touch with them and have a good understanding of where they're at. And there have been a lot of examples shared by our athletes on social media platforms. And they're good examples of the creativity that our student athletes have used to stay in shape and to get better. You know, as an athlete, a former athlete myself, this would have been a great opportunity for a not so talented physically offensive lineman to try to make gains on my competition. And I think, you know, the work ethic and determination of our athletes here, they view it as an opportunity as well. And I think they've been making gains over the last 8 or 9 weeks.
Yeah, Mac, I was struck a story that Mike Lucas has here in the last few days on UWBadgers.com is how Coach Joe Rudy, is, you know, having these Zoom meetings, as all the position coaches are. And there's a photo of Rudy in his garage, I guess, where he's got the iPad on the top step of a ladder, and he's got the grease board behind him, and you're making it work. And this is a nuts and bolts question. I won't go too far into this. We can get into some more general topics. But for an offensive line, I've got to think, I mean, I've always heard that you guys, you have to work as one. The challenge is really, it's multiple here, right? I mean, you're trying to learn some things as best you can in a Zoom meeting, but it's a particular challenge just from an X and O standpoint, maybe for an offensive line group.
It is. You know, I think one of the keys to having a great offensive line is having great communication. And, you know, there's some challenges right now. We can't be together in person. Rudy's got, you know, meetings being held out of his garage. But, you know, that's another example, though, of that'll make us better
when we are able to get back on campus and we're able to get in the same room and that unit is able to get on the field, because, you know, they're doing what they can right now to adapt to the circumstances. But, you know, like many things, that'll make them better in the future.
How is London this time of year? I hear Big Ben again.
Mac just finished his segment.
That is our signal to take another break. It's perfect timing. We will continue. We'll continue with Coach Alvarez and Chris McIntosh as the Barry Alvarez Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive perks and content from American Family Insurance. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/badgers today. Our house, our team, our family.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary.
Staying in touch has never been more important. So U.S. Cellular has extended its plan to waive data overage charges by 2 more months. Now through July 31st, no matter what plan you're on, you'll have the smartphone data you need and not be charged for any overages. That way, you can work from home, check the latest headlines, and stay in touch with family and friends without worrying about your bill. So even if you have to be apart, you can stay in touch. U.S. Cellular.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Why drive an ordinary car when for the same monthly payment, you could be driving something extraordinary? Aaron Perkins, General Manager, Zimbrick European. Imagine yourself behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Porsche. More safety, performance, and luxury, and way more fun. And getting more costs less than you think. Zimbrick European makes leasing affordable. Discover the value for yourself. Stop in and test drive a Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Porsche today. Visit Zimbrick European and find out why leasing the car of your dreams makes so much sense.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We continue with the Barry Alvarez Show, joined by Athletic Director Barry Alvarez and Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. And we're obviously continuing our discussion and how the Badgers are preparing as best they possibly can during this pandemic. And I know, Mac, there's been some work going on at Camp Randall Stadium in the event that fans can come in and enjoy their Badgers here this fall. Can you touch on some of the things that are in the works at the stadium right now to help fans be safe and enjoy the experience?
I can. You know, the theme here is to try to minimize the occasions in which our fans need to touch our stadium. And, you know, anticipating that we'll get back to having fans in Camp Randall and in our venues, we've taken steps and we've made significant commitments to upgrading some of those facilities. we're in the process right now of installing hands-free faucets and soap dispensers and paper towel dispensers in Camp Randall. Our facilities folks shared with me yesterday, you know, there's over 1,000 pieces throughout Camp Randall that are being swapped out right now. In the most ironic set of circumstances, we're finishing up right now the installation of handrails in Camp Randall. I'm not sure how many folks are going to be interested in touching them, but there will be a day when those will be appreciated by fans. And, you know, ironic in the sense that we've heard from our fans for years that that's something that they would appreciate. It took us longer than we had hoped to get approvals to install those. And, you know, unfortunately now the timing is less than ideal, but that's finishing up as well. There's a laundry list of items and processes that we'll be using to make sure that we do everything we can to keep our fans and our coaches and our athletes safe. We've been working hand in hand with the Big Ten on the same, and also with venue operators from around the state. You know, we're going to share a venue with the Packers when we play Notre Dame. And we've been in touch with folks from Fiserv as well, and from the Brewers as well, to make sure that we are all learning from each other and doing everything we can to keep our fans safe. And so there's a lot happening there. That has been one of the ways that we've put our staff to work throughout this. And I think our fans will notice the difference when they step into those venues, specifically Camp Randall.
I know, Chris, I heard you yesterday. You were on kind of a town hall, virtual town hall meeting with our friends over at WTMJ, and you're on with Mark Murphy. And I believe Mark had mentioned that, you know, they're really keeping their eye on Major League Baseball and what it, you know, its plan. There's a 67-page document of protocols if a season is to actually take place, and that still all has to be collectively bargained. But the NBA, and is it fair to say, and he's watching it, the NFL is it fair to say that those of you in the college world are also, you know, following that closely to see, okay, how is this league going about it? Is that part of the planning process that you're going through now?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, there's a theme here, Matt, and that is, you know, while this has been an extremely challenging situation for everybody, it's really brought people together to work towards a common solution. We've seen that in our own department with our coaches and with our athletes and with our staff. But, you know, to this question, we have seen that with leagues and anybody even outside of the state of Wisconsin. You know, our conference has been in touch and has had meetings with the NFL. We've been in touch with the different leagues around the state. Everybody understands that we're in this together and that we're seeking a solution. And so that's been a positive that has come out of this. You know, in a normal course of business, we wouldn't have done that to the extent that we are forced to now. But it's helped us to get better and to learn from what others are doing and to share with others what has worked well for us and, you know, what we need to avoid in the future.
I think maybe a final point to this, too, because I've heard some in the media talk about it or have read where they've written about it, where as all this unfolds in the professional sports ranks, they do have collective bargaining. College is a different world, but it's probably, well, I'll throw it out there. I'm guessing that coaches in all the sports or as a department, you survey the landscape of your team, right? As to whether all the players, all the student athletes are comfortable. If the health officials check all the boxes, but still, is that fair to suggest that coaches will try to, you know, find out from each player how comfortable he or she is in participating if we get to that point?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. And, you know, when we recruit a player, we sign a player, you know, you talk to the parents about us taking care of them. Once they've handed them over to us, they're our responsibility. And, you know, I've had parents and my own daughter, you know, wonder about the health and safety of her son. And so, you know, we have to be very cognizant of, do our players feel healthy? Do their players and their parents feel comfortable that we're doing everything within our power to make sure that they're safe?
All right, very good. We will take a break off of this topic. We'll get into the name, image, and likeness. We're also going to like talk some more fun stuff too. Some Badgers did get drafted here a few weeks ago in the NFL. Get the Barry and Chris.
We got to get a little positive somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. We just need Big Ben to start chiming again.
We'll take five minutes before Benny comes up.
We will take a break. We'll have more with the Barry Alvarez Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Chances are, right now, you're thinking of what's best for you and your family. How to stay safe and healthy. You're thinking of your job, your neighbors, your downtown community, everything but your car. We understand. Just know that Mercedes-Benz is thinking about it. We're thinking of everything car-related for you, so that when the time comes, or should the need arise, we'll be here waiting to hear from you and absolutely ready to help.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans, helping our neighbors succeed. Visit an Old National near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insight at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, proud sponsor of University of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive perks and content from American Family Insurance. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/badgers today. Our house, our team, our family.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary.
Hy-Vee makes grocery shopping easy with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Just order online, schedule a pickup or delivery time, then leave the shopping to us. Download the new Hy-Vee Aisles Online app or go to HyveeAislesOnline.com. It's easy to create and save grocery lists, shop the sales, and get fuel savers. Plus, with Hy-Vee Aisles Online, pickup is free on orders over $30, and delivery is free with a membership. Save time. Shop online with Hy-Vee Aisles Online.
We continue with the Barry Alvarez Show. Joining Coach Alvarez for our final show of this season is Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Well, if COVID-19, dealing with that wasn't enough, there are other topics. And I think from a fan's standpoint, most notable there is the ongoing story of name, image, and likeness. In a nutshell, it is a situation where a student athlete can be able to market himself or herself through a third party, and it could be in a variety of ways. It's still still ongoing, though, right? We're not looking at something. Again, this is a general question for the average fan here, guys. This is something that doesn't check off and start tomorrow, right? We're looking a little bit down the road, a few months at least for this.
Right. I think there has to be some finishing touches, you know, on the guardrails in managing NIL. And it's been approved, but there are still some question marks before we move forward on it.
I guess, guys, as much as it makes sense, and I'm throwing stuff out there, and certainly as Barry as a player and as a coach, Chris as a player, I mean, everything might have some unintended consequences. And while it may be perfectly fair for, let's just say, for the sake of the conversation, for Jonathan Taylor, had this been in effect this past season, he could have made himself a fair amount of money, I would think, outside of the scholarship and cost of attendance and all of that. But what about locker room dynamic, where a player might not be the best player, but he might be the most, or she may be the most popular one and could make a pretty good chunk of change, whereas somebody else who's really good doesn't? Is am I making too much out of this, or is that something that coaches have to keep an eye on as this moves forward?
I think coaches probably have to, you know, have to have some sensibility about this. But they're, you know, we're all talking about, let's say, sponsorships and that type of thing. But what about social media? I mean, you don't have to be a great player to establish some type of social media that's valuable. And, you know, we can't keep that away from whether it be a regular student or a student athlete. But, you know, I think coaches are always aware and have to be sensitive towards, you know, issues that can come up and spur up. That's part of your job. So, you know, you stay on top of it and you deal with it.
Yeah, Matt, I would just add, you know, a locker room on any other day is full of all kinds of dynamics. This introduces a new dynamic to the equation, but it's one that will be manageable. It's one that already exists in professional locker rooms. I think, you know, the concern that, so I think that concern is way down the list. I think the concern that needs to be addressed as we move, you know, through the summer and into the fall and towards January, when this will come to a vote on specific legislation that will move this from principles to, you know, detailed protocol, is how do we preserve the ability for student athletes to make their decision on which school they want to go to based upon the program, the people, and the quality of the education that they'll get. And that's not an easy undertaking to nail that down. There'll be a lot of work that needs to take place between now and January to do that. But if there's one overriding concern, it's that we need to remind ourselves of the business that we're in, and that is providing educational opportunities to our student athletes, made possible by athletics. And I think we would be doing a disservice in the long run to student athletes who, you know, have the potential to base their decision off of a short-term opportunity that one school or market might be able to make available to them versus another, based upon factors outside of the quality of the education that they might receive and the quality of the program that they might join.
Well said. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with our remaining minutes with Barry Alvarez and Chris McIntosh. We're back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Why drive an ordinary car when for the same monthly payment, you could be driving something extraordinary? Aaron Perkins, General Manager, Zimbrick European. Imagine yourself behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Porsche. More safety, performance, and luxury, and way more fun. And getting more costs less than you think. Zimbrick European makes leasing affordable. Discover the value for yourself. Stop in and test drive a Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Porsche today. Visit Zimbrick European and find out why leasing the car of your dreams makes so much sense.
When your body feels broken, when your physical pain causes you mental anguish, and searching for answers only leads to more questions, that's when you turn to the orthopedic experts at UW Health. Nationally ranked for exceptional orthopedic care, it's here where you'll find the best of the best. Doctors who don't just perform cutting-edge treatments, doctors who invent them. UW Health. Remarkable medicine. Remarkable care.
We continue with the Barry Alvarez Show. We should be hearing from Big Ben here momentarily with our remaining minutes as well with Coach Alvarez and Deputy Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. A few weeks ago, the NFL draft, Zach Bond to the Saints, JT, Jonathan Taylor to the Colts, Quintez Cephas to the Lions, Tyler Biadasz to the Dallas Cowboys, Chris Orr signing on with the Carolina Panthers. Mac, that was you lived that. I mean, obviously, much different world we're in right now, but if you're drafted high, you're drafted high, or drafted, period. What a thrill for those guys. Well-deserved, and I would think that's a group of guys who, knock on wood, their health is good. They could be long and very productive NFL players.
Absolutely. You know, that list that you just read off to a player, you couldn't have had a better group of young men. And, you know, forget the draft status. Obviously, higher is better, but every one of those guys to have an opportunity to live out their dream and their goal of playing in the NFL, you know, there are some great opportunities that were granted. There's some great situations and teams that those players are now part of. And we couldn't be more excited for them to cheer them on in the future. But, you know, there's some
There it is.
If you think about the storylines for each of those players, you know, Zach Bond comes to mind, you know, a high school quarterback that's now in a position, was drafted relatively high and has an opportunity now to join a strong franchise and play on the NFL platform. It's as an in-state kid, it's, you know, add that to the long, long list of players that have come through here that, you know, you never would have guessed on the front end that that was possible, but there's too many examples now to deny that that's a reality that can be made possible in our program. So we couldn't be happier for him.
I know, Barry, you always talked about when you were recruiting, beyond the obvious of the physical talent, you wanted to go get guys who really liked football. You know, those five players I just mentioned, they seem to me like they define exactly what you're talking about. They truly have a love for the game, don't they?
They do. And that was one of the first criteria we set when I talked to my first staff. You know, make sure they like football first. Make sure they're tough, et cetera, et cetera. We had four or five things that we're looking for. These guys fit all those. And the thing, in each case, I think that the squad, the team that chose them, really felt that they got something special, that they got a deal, because all of them were projected, I think, a little higher than what they went. I know Chris Ballard was thrilled. He was hoping he'd have a chance at JT. And Bond, you know, was projected by many people to go late in the first round. Biadasz, same thing. Biadasz much higher. So every place they went, each one of those guys, I think their club felt that they got quite a buy and got a heck of a player. The thing that makes me proud over the years, the pro scouts and the the coaches want Wisconsin people because they're good, besides being good players, coached well, they're good locker room people. They're good people in the community. And that's so important as you read all the issues throughout the year with athletes, players, professional athletes having issues with the law. And, you know, very proud of how our guys leave here and go out and represent us.
All right, final question. It's a little more on the lighthearted side. We talked, I know, Barry, last month about binge watching during all this time. Did you both get a chance to watch The Last Dance, the 10-part deal with the Chicago Bulls? Did you both see that?
I did. I got to tell you, I got a little tired of it in 9 and 10. But, you know, I was really fired up after not seeing anything for several days. No sports. Man, I couldn't wait to watch that.
Go ahead.
But when it got to 9 and 10, I got about 10 minutes into 9. I said, enough's enough. You know, and after watching Scottie Pippen not go in the game, you know, that's about all I could take.
Who was the closest guy? You know, part of Jordan, part of his makeup was how tough he could be or point blank he could be with teammates. Mackey, in your time there at Wisconsin and Barry coaching that group, what player was the closest to Jordan in terms of calling out a teammate when it was? Because Chris, I know you could be blunt when you needed to, but if not you, who? On that team, yeah, that have been the closest.
You know, a great team needs somebody who can hold everybody else accountable and who isn't afraid to be held accountable themselves. And you know, the best example I can think of, Matt, is Donnell Thompson. He, you know, a captain, a two-time captain. On both of those Rose Bowl championship teams, he held his teammates to a higher standard, and he wasn't afraid to live up to that standard. In fact, he modeled it. And, you know, that's one trait of a great leader, and he certainly fit that bill.
Interesting. Yeah, the question came to mind. I was watching, speaking of binge watching, they had your back-to-back Rose Bowl winning teams on BTN yesterday. So, yeah, that's what the question came to mind. Guys, I appreciate your time as always. Continued good health. Barry, keep on the mend. You say in the right direction. Keep going that way. And hopefully we can do this again in due time at Roost Chris and have some fun. So take care.
All right. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Hy-Vee makes grocery shopping easy with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Just order online, schedule a pickup or delivery time, then leave the shopping to us. Download the new Hy-Vee Aisles Online app or go to HyVeeAislesOnline.com. It's easy to create and save grocery lists, shop the sales, and get fuel savers. Plus, with Hy-Vee Aisles Online, pickup is free on orders over $30, and delivery is free with a membership. Save time. Shop online with Hy-Vee Aisles Online.
This being the final Barry Alvarez show of this season, I do want to give a special thanks to all the great folks at Roost Chris Steakhouse for hosting our show once again for most of this academic year. Obviously, with the pandemic, we have been unable to gather there for the last couple of coaches' programs, but we look forward to the day when we can meet with the athletic director again for our next round of shows beginning in a few months as we look forward to the 2020-2021 season. Thanks so much to all of the sponsors along along our Badger Radio Network for supporting us and giving us the opportunity to tell the stories and describe the games that they play in Badger Athletics. If you can continue to support all of the business partners, that would be tremendous. The good folks, including Culver's, the Great Dane Pub and Brewing, Quick Trip, Pick and Save, and Hy-Vee, all the list of the partners of UW Athletics. You can access that on uwbadgers.com. Special shout out to Chris McIntosh, UW's deputy AD, for joining us on this final show of the season to get some of his insights on how the department is trying to plan for the many possible contingencies as we move forward in this fight against the pandemic. Hopefully, we will all gather together in a few months as we get ready for another season of UW Athletics. In the meantime, be well, stay safe. For Coach Alvarez, for Chris McIntosh, for all concerned, I'm Matt LePay. Thanks for listening on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Be well.
Live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, this has been the Barry Alvarez Radio Show. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.